Welcome to our Blue Papers podcast edition. Blue Papers are our version of white papers here at 4imprint. They cover a wide range of business topics, all with an aim to help your organization succeed. This is episode number 138, How to Calculate the ROI of Marketing Efforts. This episode is presented by 4imprint Incorporated marketing associate, Lance Stratt. Hail to the King, How to Calculate the ROI of Marketing Efforts. In the French language, ROI translates to King. But if you speak English, you probably know that ROI is the abbreviation for Return on Investment, something companies care deeply about. Figuring out the ROI on marketing and sales efforts helps determine if the investment yields profits and how much payback they give to the organization. So, if you combine these two words in a sentence, you could say that measuring the ROI is the king of marketing efforts. In fact, companies pay a king's ransom for investments in marketing campaigns. Whether it's print ads, radio, television, or online, you need to know if your efforts are profitable. The most common question marketers ask is, did this program, ad, television spot, or online blast deliver a return on our investment? If you can answer this question successfully, you'll be able to determine what efforts give you the biggest bang for your buck. When it comes to delivering value, knowing the ROI gives you a king's power. Let's start with some good news. Although it can be difficult to calculate a return on investment for marketing efforts, it's not impossible. Are you ready for the bad news? It's a highly data-driven process, and there are a lot of ways to do it. Each model and method claims to be the perfect solution, but in reality, measuring ROI is far from a one-size-fits-all activity. Your company will need to dig deep and outline exactly what you want to measure in order to be successful. How you determine ROI will vary based on different efforts and the level of detail you want to evaluate. Do you want to know the ROI for your content marketing strategy or your Facebook campaign? Or do you want to know if the price you pay for television and radio ads justifies the investment? While experts vary on the ways to calculate ROI, there is an overall agreement that it is a necessary task, because otherwise you may be blindly throwing dollars at campaigns that aren't providing value. So where do you start? This podcast discusses how you can successfully calculate a return on investment, or ROI. Whether you're looking for the long-term or short-term payback on a marketing investment, this podcast will review some of the most widely used ROI tools and methods that can give you king-like powers. Do it correctly, and your gut instinct can go on vacation. So, what is ROI anyway? Most chief marketing officers, or CMOs, believe ROI should be the primary measurement of marketing effectiveness. According to an IBM survey, 63% of CMOs surveyed think ROI will be the primary measurement by 2015. Yet the same survey reported that 56% of CMOs felt ill-equipped to manage ROI. Other surveys say the same thing. While most companies know measuring ROI is important, they aren't exactly sure how to do it. A recent study by Columbia Business School looked at the struggles marketers face with big data and digital tools as they pertain to calculating ROI. The 2012 study, Marketing ROI in the Era of Big Data, surveyed hundreds of marketing decision makers across multiple industries. One of the key findings was that when it comes to calculating ROI, marketers know they need it, but cannot agree on its meaning and implementation. Specifically, 31% of respondents said that they believe simply measuring the audience you have reached is marketing ROI. In addition, 57% are not basing their marketing budgets on any ROI analysis, and 28% are still basing marketing budgets on gut instincts. The study also revealed that 21% are using financial metrics for little or none of their marketing budgets, and 7% are spending most or all of their marketing budgets with no metrics at all. Yet at the same time, 70% of marketers say that their marketing efforts are under great scrutiny than in the past. Interestingly, the same study found that most marketers are unsure how to leverage data to create more meaningful ROI calculations. Only 19% of those surveyed collect new forms of digital data, like customer mobile device data, and a mere 35% collect social media data. Indeed, technology advancements have brought both opportunities and challenges when factoring the ROI of marketing investments. Thanks to advancements in analytics and marketing automation, there is an abundance of data available that companies can use to figure out the payback of marketing efforts. At the same time, however, there can be so much data that companies don't know where to begin. So, why is it so hard to determine the ROI for marketing efforts? Before we get to the how-to part of the podcast, we need to understand the challenges in determining the ROI for marketing efforts. If you identify the bottlenecks in advance, you are better equipped to address any challenges and troubleshoot obstacles. Because, let's face it, determining an ROI for any marketing effort requires a full understanding of key measures and influencers. You need to know what you're up against before you start. According to Marketo, a firm that specializes in marketing measures, some of the key challenges are: number one, knowing when to measure; number two, multiple touches; number three, multiple influencers; and number four, extraneous variables. Let's discuss these in detail. First, according to Marketo, timing is everything, especially when it comes to knowing when to measure. The money you invest today will have an uncertain impact at an uncertain point in the future. For example, the trade show you held last month may deliver results immediately or in 2 years. But marketers need to decide where to invest their money today. One of the first things marketers need to identify is when to measure so that it can provide immediate value to the organization. Second, multiple touches are another reason it can be hard to determine the ROI on particular marketing efforts. Marketing wisdom says at least 7 touches are needed in order to convert a cold lead into a sale. Whether or not this is the exact number, the idea conveys an element of truth. Every marketer knows it takes multiple touches to create a customer. This fact makes it difficult to allocate revenue to any specific touch, and yet, it must be addressed to be successful. Third, in addition to multiple touches, every marketing effort also has multiple influencers that make it difficult to ascertain the exact impact. For example, the average buying committee at a mid-sized company is about 6 people. In larger companies, or with more complex purchases, committees can involve 21 or more influencers. Different marketing programs affect each individual differently, so it is a challenge to know which programs have the most impact. And fourth, there are a number of extraneous variables that make it difficult to obtain the true ROI of certain efforts. In many cases, external factors can significantly impact program results. Some of these may be economic trends, the weather, or the quality of the sales reps. Just because revenues increased because the economy improved, does that mean marketers can claim that their programs delivered better ROI? It's a slippery slope indeed, yet knowing the challenges in advance will help your organization develop more realistic and actionable ROI models. Gil Rajiv, Vice President of Marketing at Massive Impact, summarized the challenges in practical terms with the following observation. Truth is, ROI on marketing is difficult to measure. Media interest can yield immediate success, or it can drive actual business months later, if at all. And when results do come, many factors have to be considered. The forum, the message, the timing, and sometimes even the product gets some credit. Don Sexton from the Columbia Business School agrees. He recently said, "CMOs face a dynamic and challenging environment for marketing today. They will find no simple answers to effectively measuring marketing ROI amidst the growth of big data and new digital marketing tools. Innovative marketing and effective measurement will both be works in progress that require leadership, agility, and constant learning." Yet despite the difficulties, the fact remains, measuring ROI is critical, and the challenges and obstacles are not insurmountable. Once you are aware of the parameters that can affect ROI calculations, you can implement ways to account for data discrepancies in order to produce more accurate results. Some companies choose to outsource the task of measuring marketing ROI. If you have a king's budget, there are many companies that can cull through your corporate data in order to produce an accurate ROI. You could hire companies like Accenture or Marketo to evaluate your ROI and develop quantitative ROI metrics. However, many mid-size and smaller companies do not have the funds to outsource ROI calculations. Accordingly, we've identified 5 key steps that companies can take right now to begin calculating a marketing ROI. Step 1. Define what marketing ROI means for your organization. Before you can effectively measure ROI, you must define key performance indicator metrics, or KPIs, and agree upon the definition of success. For example, a CMO might be interested in cost per lead and the number of new leads at each phase of the sales funnel. A content marketing manager might be interested in the number of blog posts and downloads published. The point is that success can be defined in many ways, but in order to evaluate the ROI, all stakeholders must agree on a starting point and identify what metrics are most important. In John McTeague's blog post, Top 10 Inbound Marketing KPIs, The View from the Top, McTeague outlined some of the key metrics that companies might look at to determine the ROI on inbound marketing activities, such as sales revenue, customer acquisition costs, and customer lifetime value. HubSpot even has an ROI calculator that can help assess monthly and annual performance and assist with planning. You might also want to check out our blue paper and podcast on metrics and measures to gain a better understanding of things you can measure. Step 2. Set realistic and measurable goals. Once your KPIs are defined and agreed upon, the next step is to establish appropriate metrics. As your organization gathers data over time, adjustments will need to be made. Initial goals may be too aggressive or conservative, but it's important to be willing to adjust them accordingly. In this step, you must also consider establishing guidelines for data presentation. The general rule is to keep things simple. Executives should be able to tell if an objective was met with a quick glance. If using a spreadsheet, consider a simple color coding system, perhaps green if the goal was met, and red if it was missed. Step 3. Gather the right data needed. According to the study from the Columbia Business School, 51% of all marketers say that a lack of sharing customer data across their organizations is an obstacle to effectively measuring ROI. If you are like most organizations and data is collected and managed in multiple databases, establish a system for collecting the data needed from each department. First and foremost, work with your sales and IT departments to create a closed-loop process through your marketing automation platform. This integration will provide you with timely feedback from sales on the impact of your various activities in driving revenue. Step 4. Monitor goals frequently. Experts suggest that KPIs are monitored on a weekly, if not daily, basis. Companies that wait until the end of the month to evaluate performance will not be successful long term. Noticing things like a decline in leads or sales can identify when you need to put a plan to get back on track. And step 5, use your data to make better decisions. The days of relying on gut instincts are gone. Collecting simple data is not going to get you where you need to be. Successful marketers understand the importance of using data to make decisions and justify budget requests to their bosses. Now, let's get technical. When calculating ROI, it's important to define some key metrics. The return on marketing investment, or ROMI, is a relatively new metric that looks at the net of marketing spending and divides it by the marketing dollars that are invested or risked. In a 2010 survey of 200 marketing managers, nearly half reported that they find the ROMI metric useful. Short-term ROMI is a simple index measuring the dollars of revenue or market share, contribution margin, or other desired outputs for every dollar of marketing spent. For example, if a company spends $10,000 on a radio advertisement and it delivers $50,000 in incremental revenue, then the ROMI factor is 5.0. If a company wanted to determine the ROMI on a particular advertising campaign, for example, a good starting point might be an examination of the gross sales margin. Advertisers might look for an increase in gross sales margin, which is simply the increase in sales revenue minus the cost to run the ad campaign, which includes production costs and purchasing airtime. For example, after a $1,000 month-long ad campaign, a small business that has a sales increase of $3,000 has a gross sales margin of $2,000. As a measurement, ROMI can be simply calculated mathematically by dividing the gross sales margin with the ad campaign cost. From the previous example, ROMI is calculated by dividing the $1,000 ad campaign into the $2,000 gross sales margin, giving an ROMI of 200%. That means that for every ad dollar spent, it generated 2 in new sales. There are other strategies that track ad effectiveness. According to Entrepreneur, Some ads feature loss leaders or products that are underpriced in order to bring customers to the store. A similar strategy is to advertise a special product available for only a limited time. If sales of the product increase, you know the ad is reaching customers. Also, advertisers can use word flags to mark their ads, which are distinctive words or phrases designed to resonate with the customers. If your customers are repeating the joke in your advertisement back to you or your employees, that also shows the ad is working. Now, let's discuss how to measure short-term ROI of content marketing. According to Custom Content Council, 68% of CMOs say they are shifting their budgets from traditional advertising to content marketing. When it comes to figuring out the ROI of content marketing efforts, a whole new set of metrics will need to be identified. So how would you measure the ROI of content marketing? Mashable printed a handy article on how to measure the ROI of a content marketing strategy. The article presents 4 easy steps that can help companies determine the payback of content marketing efforts. The first step is to understand what you are measuring. Whereas traditional media companies use readership and ad revenue as a measurement of success, content marketing relies more on conversations and building brand awareness, which can be an ambiguous metric. Accordingly, you might look at the number of subscribers, user signups, sales, or other interactions, but the first step is to set a goal and then track progress from a baseline. The second step is to use proxies to measure initial success. Proxies are things like Facebook likes, retweets, shares, linkbacks, comments, time spent on page, average page views per visitor, followers, mentions, and so on. These kinds of proxies present immediate signs of encouragement. Things like search engine ranking take a while to manifest, but proxies will monitor how well your content is resonating and how you're building brand equity. Thirdly, it's important to measure both primary and secondary conversion indicators. Measuring conversions can be as simple as installing Google Analytics or keeping a spreadsheet of leads or even check marks on a whiteboard. While keeping track of the raw conversion numbers is important, it's also crucial to measure secondary indicators. If you're measuring leads, you might look at the quality of leads, retention period, lifetime value per lead, length of sales cycle, and number of new customers referred by lead. The final step is perhaps the most difficult. Exercise patience. Content strategy for most businesses isn't about instant advertising metrics anymore. As a result, clear ROI data can take a while to accumulate. Long-term ROI is the other indicator and is a more sophisticated metric that balances marketing and business analytics. Think of it this way. While short-term ROI will give you an idea of how you are doing right now, long-term ROI will tell you what to expect in the following months or years. Companies like Hewlett-Packard and Procter & Gamble use long-term ROI to measure the economic derived benefits created by marketing investments. For many other organizations, this method offers a way to prioritize investments and allocate marketing and other resources on a formalized basis. There are several ways to calculate long-term ROI. In fact, it can make you dizzy trying to determine what long-term metrics work best for your company. HubSpot published a handy guide on 7 common marketing metrics that helps explain the math behind some of the most popular marketing metrics. The article walks you through some of the time-tested formulas in the marketing world and is a good place to start. But there are many ways to calculate these formulas, and based on your specific business and the industry you operate in, you may want to tweak these formulas to better represent the conclusions you're after. Brand valuation, for example, is a type of metric that is integrated into long-term ROI calculations. Brand valuation takes the corporate brand into account when determining ROI. For example, did you know that 80% of Google's $125 billion market capitalization is attributed to its brand? That means that corporate brand plays an important role in future sales and marketing efforts. Companies should be aware of the value of their brand in order to accurately develop a long-term ROI. Sometimes, long-term ROI models will draw on customer lifetime value, or CLV, models to demonstrate the long-term value of incremental customer acquisition or reduced churn rate. The purpose of the customer lifetime value metric is to assess the value of each customer. The CLV calculation process consists of 4 steps. Step 1. Forecasting of remaining customer lifetime, most often measured in years. Step 2. Forecasting of future revenues, most often measured year by year, based on an estimation about future products purchased and price paid. Step 3, estimation of cost for delivering those products. And step 4, calculation of the net present value of those future amounts. Other more sophisticated approaches like marketing mix modeling, or MMM, include multi-year, long-term ROMI by including CLV and other types of analysis. It's a discipline that is highly effective in combining both short and long-term calculations to develop a more sophisticated ROMI for marketing efforts. Let's take a look at the MMM discipline in greater detail. Marketing mix modeling has become a widely accepted methodology. In the last 10 years, many consumer packaged goods companies have adopted MMM techniques with great success. Fortune 500 companies like Procter & Gamble, Kraft, Coca-Cola, and Pepsi use MMM as a key part of marketing planning. A number of specialist firms now provide MMM services to companies of all sizes, which has also increased its popularity. As noted by McKinsey & Company, MMM analytics must include industry knowledge, brand-building impact estimates, and provide transparent assumptions that are delivered in a way that makes sense to the business owner. This can be a challenge because the very nature of MMM is data-driven and highly technical, yet it is also extremely effective in identifying long-term payback for marketing investments. So what is it? Marketing mix modeling is an analytical approach that uses historic information, such as syndicated point-of-sale data and companies' internal data, to quantify the sales impact of various marketing activities. Mathematically, this is done by establishing a simultaneous relation of various marketing activities with the sales through statistical regression. These learnings are then adopted to adjust marketing tactics and strategies, optimize the marketing plan, and also to forecast sales while simulating various scenarios. MMM factors in new media, such as the internet, viral marketing, event marketing, sports marketing, product placement, cell phones, and other modern-day conveniences that change the way consumers shop and buy products and services. For example, think of how the time viewing television commercials has decreased. Thanks to on-demand viewing and similar technologies that enable viewers to fast-forward through commercials. These types of factors require marketing departments to optimize the combination of marketing and advertising investments to generate the greatest sales growth and maximize profits. Marketing mix modeling measures the potential value of all marketing inputs and identifies marketing investments that are most likely to produce long-term revenue growth. Marketing mix modeling is a complex process, but once the model is built and validated, the input variables, such as advertising and promotion, can be manipulated to determine the net effect on a company's sales or profits. What kind of data goes into creating marketing mix modeling? Here are some of the data points you might include: economic data, industry data, category data, advertising data, such as promotional, competitive, and service data, product data, including pricing data, features, and performance, and market outcome data, such as sales, revenues, and profits. When done correctly, marketing mix modeling can provide the following insights: contribution by marketing activity, ROMI by marketing activity, effectiveness of marketing activity, optimal distribution of spends, and learnings on how to execute each activity better. By now, you've probably gathered that MMM is only for the serious and dedicated marketers. If you want to adopt this model, you'll need to learn more and perhaps seek advice from a third party. If you decide you want to tackle it yourself, there is an abundance of tools to help calculate ROI in a variety of areas. Intenn has a tool that can calculate the ROI of your online ads, or you can check out Blogging Business Tips and its list of how to calculate ROI for paid ads and maximize online profits. Entrepreneur.com has a pay-per-click ROI calculator, and MarketingMo has a downloadable tool that measures the success of marketing efforts. The marketing company Gossamer also has an easy-to-use ROMI calculator that can help you determine the payback from inbound marketing and marketing automation strategies. Users follow step-by-step instructions that even a non-analyst user can understand. It also allows users to create what-if scenarios with data and offers best practice guidance. If you want to calculate the customer lifetime value, check out the CLV tool from Harvard Business School. And that's just for starters. There's no shortage of resources that can help with your efforts to calculate an ROI. Not everyone believes that calculating ROI for marketing efforts is the holy grail of measures. For example, an article in Forbes claims that measuring ROI is the wrong approach. According to Forbes author Daniel Carrere, using ROI to gauge impact can severely distort the true value marketing is delivering for your organization. Carrere and others assert that not only is measuring ROI limited, it falls short in helping a company understand marketing's contribution to business goals or how those contributions can be improved. To get a full picture of marketing effectiveness, companies need to look holistically at the marketing investments a company makes. As Carrere said, if you settle for a seductively simple measure, such as ROI, you may severely distort the true value that marketing is delivering for your organization. Carrere isn't alone in his thoughts either. Author Terry Lane notes that in many cases, determining the ROI of an ad campaign is more often a matter of interpretation and judgment, as definitively tying sales to an ad is difficult, especially with advertising that promotes a brand and not a specific product, service, or sale. Some businesses use advertisement to promote other goals, like improved name recognition, where the ROI would be measured on values other than increased sales of revenue. The bottom line in all of this, measuring ROI may not be the definitive metric that tells you how successful you are in marketing efforts. However, it is a good yardstick that can help you see whether or not your efforts are indeed providing value. And certainly measuring something is far better than nothing at all. Thanks for listening to this podcast on calculating the ROI of marketing efforts. Keep on the lookout for our next podcast, Becoming a Corporate Sleuth with Competitive Intelligence. If you enjoyed this podcast and would like to listen to others, please visit our website at 4imprint.com/bluepapers.